Ranking the Stars, by André Pete. June 5, 2013. The following question I received via email, Brother André Pete, I have a question for you. Within the doctrine of the reconciliation of all, it is taught that everyone will be saved, but is there a biblically based difference, position in the heaven, etc., between someone who has embraced, during his lifetime, Jesus Christ as his Savior and someone who will bow his knee, eventually? With much interest, I will await your answer. Greetings. An important question: if all will be saved, what is the difference between those who now acknowledge Jesus Christ and those who will do so eventually? Especially, indeed, the living God is the Savior of all mankind, writes Paul in 1 Tim 4:10. But that is not the complete sentence. The sentence concludes with, especially of believers. That is, God is the Savior of all mankind, but especially of those who believe. Those who believe are now already rescued. They are already saved from the darkness of this world, Col. 1:13, and when the Son of God will return from out of heaven, they will be saved out of the coming indignation, 1 Thes. 1:10. They are allotted an aeonian salvation, Heb. 5:9, that is, a salvation for the aeons. In short, believers not only receive a much earlier salvation, but also much more salvation than those who will be saved at the consummation of the aeons. Elected. All those who now bend their knees and sincerely confess that Jesus is Lord, are his elected and first fruits. Elected means, chosen beforehand for a particular task and destination. Election in Scripture never means that others will not be blessed, but is for the benefit of the others. God chose Abraham, not because the rest of humanity did not interest him, but rather that through Abraham all the families of the earth would be blessed. And that is no different today. Believers are chosen for the Lord, lit. Applause of the glory of his grace, Eph. 1:4-6. First fruits. Believers are not only elect, but also first fruits, 2 Thes. 2:13. First fruits, namely, of the great harvest that will follow. Remember that in the Bible first fruits and firstborn, by definition, have the highest destination. The first fruits of the harvest were offered to God, Eph. 2:3-19, and of the firstborn, God says, it is mine, Eph. 1:3-2. The ecclesia equals a called out group that God, today, is forming, participates in the position of Christ, as head and body. They are the ecclesia of the firstborn, Heb. 1:2-23, and will, in the next aeons, at the highest level in heavenly places, display the overwhelming riches of God's grace, Eph. 2:6-7. Those who die in unbelief have no part in this glory. Rank order. When Paul, in 1 Cor. 1:5-22, writes that as in Adam all die, in Christ shall all be made alive, he adds, but each in his own order. The term order that he uses is a military term. Even as in an army there are ranks and classes, so also will there be in the vivification, the making alive beyond the reach of death. Christ is the first fruit, then those who are Christ's and his parousia. Not until the consummation of the aeons, when Christ, as the last act of his aeonian reign, will abolish death, will the rest of mankind follow. Then, and not before this, will God become all in all, 1 Cor. 1:5-22-28. God has a transcendent destination plan for all his creatures. But the highest ranking will be for those to whom it is given. To believe him. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.